The eighth, if everyone would stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic which stands one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Remain standing for prayer.
Dear Lord, bless the decisions of this body, guide us tonight and in the future as well. Amen.
We have roll call.
Dwayne Chatton.
He is out of state.
Dan Ravalette.
Here.
Tracy Breeze.
Here.
Scott Brown.
Here.
Brian Grove.
Here.
Shirley Rose.
Here.
Tim Salters.
Here.
Mary Oakham.
Here. Need adoption of the agenda.
Motion to approve the agenda.
Second.
Got a motion by Councilman Brown, second by Councilwoman Rose to approve the agenda as adopted.
Question.
Dan Ravalette.
Yes.
Tracy Breeze.
Yes.
Scott Brown.
Yes.
Brian Grove.
Yes.
Shirley Rose.
Yes.
Tim Salters.
Yes.
And the agenda is adopted by a vote of 6-0. Approval of minutes for June 24th meeting.
Motion to approve the June 24th minutes.
Second.
Motion by Councilman Brown, second by Councilman Grove to approve the minutes as presented.
Question.
Dan Ravalette.
Yes.
Tracy Breeze.
Yes.
Scott Brown.
Yes.
Brian Grove.
Yes.
Shirley Rose.
Yes.
Tim Salters.
Yes.
And the minutes are approved by a vote of 6-0. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances. I just want to mention that I think the 4th of July went really well. I want to commend all our department heads for the job they did. The fireworks were outstanding, and thank the American Legion for raising the dollars to put the fireworks on. So, anybody have anything else? Committee chair reports. Report to city officers. None. We'll move to old business. Ordinance 4, 2019, VU Street vacancy.
Mr. Mayor, I move we have a second reading of Ordinance 4-2019.
Second.
Motion by Vice President Ravalette, second by Councilman Brown to have second reading of Ordinance 4-2019.
Ordinance number 4, 2019, as amended, containing sections 1, 2, 3, and 4, vacating a portion of Shelby Street and an alley. And I think there's been some amendments with respect to some utility easements, and there was a public hearing held at 5:45 on this ordinance.
So I'm Katie Cotter. I'm here on behalf of the university. So as part of the street vacation, we had to give notice to all landowners and potentially affected utilities. The only landowner here is CSX. We have spoken with them. They're going to continue to have access through the parking lot to their right-of-way. We're going to be giving them an easement. I think we've heard from all of the utilities, except for Vectren. We have an agreement in place with Duke Energy, New Wave, and the Water Department to make sure they still have access or get new easements. I believe we got a letter today from Metronet, and I think they filed that here as well. I think they're the only ones who objected. And we have since spoken with them and will also give them an easement that they have requested. So I believe we're all in agreement about what needs to be done. But as far as the ordinance, we did amend it, and I provided that to Mr. Rolligan. The Water Department wanted a paragraph in there that they continue to have an easement. The ordinance does say that the vacation is subject to all easements and road rights of way of record. I may suggest, just to ease any concerns of the utilities, that we also add that the vacation is subject to the university providing adjustment easements for all existing utilities, because some of them are going to have to do a formal easement because it's no longer a public road. So I'm going to suggest that we make that addition just so that the utility companies know that you know, we're not taking away their access or right-of-way. And like I said, we've spoken with all of them and are in agreement with what they've asked us to do, and we are working on getting easements for that.
With the relocation of the compensation that they're asking for, is that going to be addressed with them?
It has, and sorry, I'll let Andrew talk.
If they grant an easement, there won't be a relocation, really.
Yeah, we have addressed compensation. We're actually working with Duke Energy. They're working up what the compensation would be. We've already discussed that with them. MetroNet also had a compensation in their letter, and we have mentioned, yes, we realize there will be compensation because the easement that we're going to be giving them isn't exactly the same easement that they had before. So it's an adjusted easement is what they're getting. And the same thing with New Wave as well.
All right, so just for the record, what they've asked for has already been taken care of or adjusted with
yes,
the wording.
Yes, we've discussed it with them. We have the formalities of the language.
This ordinance has not been amended with what they're talking
okay.
about.
Okay.
Yeah.
So do we need to push this off to amend it first? Because right now, if we approve this, it would...
You can pass it on second reading and then pass it on third reading after you look at all the... I don't know what their time frame is on closing the street.
Do you have time if it pushes to the next meeting, 2 weeks?
I mean, we can't, obviously we prefer if we could pass it and then I just submit an amended ordinance, but if we have to push it 2 weeks, I mean, that's fine.
I mean, we can all agree that everybody agrees. It's been my experience, some people say that's not what we agreed to, and then these people are hung out there saying we passed the amended ordinance. And
sure.
It's hard for us to approve one that's not here. And I understand, you know, but.
Sure.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
That's fine with us.
Okay. Right, we can do second reading tonight. But
yeah, get second reading done and then.
Done second reading. Second, so. We know you'll do that, but we can do the second reading tonight and then third reading at the next meeting.
That's fine. Okay.
Because you guys just got this letter today as well, right? We didn't get this letter until we sat down.
That's here. Correct. I got it
so,
today as well.
And you know, as long as we're not delaying progress, I think we would be all right.
Well, it's good to know that we're already on the road to get those things addressed and taken care of, so it should be pretty simple.
Yeah. Right. Next meeting is July 22nd.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Just need to, is there any other discussion on this ordinance? Just need somebody to call for a question.
Question.
Shirley Rose?
Yes.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
Tracy Breeze?
Yes.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Brian Grove?
Yes.
Dan Ravlett?
Yes.
And second reading ordinance 4/2019 passes by a vote of 6-0.
Thank you.
Next up is claims.
Mr. Mayor, I move we approve the claims in the amount of
$409,809.16. Second. A motion by Vice President Ravlett, second by Councilman Brown, to pay the claims in the amount of $409,809.16.
Question.
Any discussion on the claims?
Tracy Breeze?
Yes.
Dan Ravlett?
Yes.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Shirley Rose?
Yes.
Brian Grove?
Yes.
Again, approximately 72 hours ago, we had a major rain event in Vincennes. It rained very hard for approximately an hour. And I brought pictures to show you exactly what it is that we deal with for the house. A picture is worth 1,000 words. I have them in progression so that you can see. I actually drove out to the end of North 17th Street and came back in and walked it all the way to my front door. If I could approach, I would be able to show you these pictures better. How would you like me to disperse them? Because they do go in an order.
Let's start right here.
The first picture I have is when you're approaching our house at the end of North 17th Street. I'll start it with you and you can pass it down. This shows how the water meets us as we come to the end of the dead-end street on North 17th Street. This shows you how deep the water does get as you're approaching. Right to the right of this picture is my driveway. We talked a little bit about how we have hill flooding and also ditch flooding. This is only the example of the hill flooding. This is nothing to do with the ditch when it comes up. That would have had to have been 2 more hours of rain like we got on Friday night for the ditch to come up and meet the hill. This is strictly the hill flooding. This is coming down from Overlook Drive to the right of my home. This is, again, another picture of it coming down from Overlook to the right of the residence at 1420 North 17th. This is the water coming down from the hill to the left of my home, coming down from Overlook on 1420 North 17th. This is my front walkway, approximately 72 hours ago. I might mention we're at 300 gallons of water we've taken out of my house in the last 72 hours. Approximately 300 gallons. This is my front walkway. The house smells atrocious right now. It's hard to be in the home just because of the smell alone. There's my front walkway.
Is that all right? So it's the back house.
And here is the front of the house. Here's the very front door to my home. As you can see, it's inundated. Here is the front door of the inside of my house. And from here to my kitchen, we've taken 300 gallons out in the last 72 hours.
Okay, so there's a sidewalk that goes there. The roads. Is that another drive?
That's just an example of what we get up out of the carpet. We have found mold this time behind the washer and the dryer already.
And this is across. Because that's that house in the back. In the back.
When I stopped in on Friday afternoon and talked to Paula to get on the schedule, this was a couple hours before the rain fell. And she thought that the mayor had said that possibly you were looking into maybe a larger diameter pipe in order to go under 17th Street. You can see it's much bigger than a pipe. It comes down on the left and the right side over and above the culvert in several different areas. Again, this is just flooding from the hill. This is not flooding from the ditch. I wanted to submit these pictures to you so you could see what it is we're living in.
And I don't know if Kirk and Hunter have talked to you since the last week.
No, I've not heard from either one of them. On the authority of my father, I would like the city of Vincennes to know we are seeking outside counsel to sue the city for this property.
Did the last owner of this house?
I have no idea. I don't even know who that was.
You don't know who you purchased the house from?
I do know who I purchased it, but I don't know who lived there. This guy purchased it and flipped it. I don't think he ever lived there.
He never lived there, mm-mm. So
he bought it at a tax sale for $6,000 and flipped it. So I don't know anyone who lived there.
And you've had it for 6 years, right?
Close to 10.
Close to 10 years.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, we've been paying taxes steadily and nothing, we haven't gotten any help at all. And you can understand we're weary. Yep, I think that's the only copy I have of the pictures. Would you like to keep them, or?
I can have Paul have it on
I can come back and get them tomorrow. That'd be fine. Thank you for your time.
The last thing I have is, recognize Chairman Doug Halter as the Spirit of 76 of Moorland this year. They are a very deserving couple. If it wasn't for Doug and his crew and him, we would not have the Christmas tree every year, and we would not have all the beautiful flowers on Main Street that not only do they make sure that they're purchased, but they are planted and watered regularly so that it looks good all summer long. So I want to congratulate them and recognize them as well. Technically, we do this the 4th of July, but we're out of town. But again, thank you very much for everything you do. And as soon as we're done here, there are cupcakes and punch, reception. And I think we all need to give them a big hand.